Okay, so the next aspect of the sugya that we're going to cover today is another form of hana. Basically, right, when it comes to mitzvahs, the basic hana, that's like the basic subject of the sugya, is hana of the kiyama mitzvah. Right? That's the classic hana, that's the subject of the klal of mitzvahs lavi hana sinu. Yesterday we discussed another type of hana, which is hana saguf, right? Physical pleasure that comes to a person's body, you know, agav a kiyama mitzvah. Classic case being, you know, the tefillah b'yamos hachama. Fine. But today we're going to discuss yet another form of hana, which is hard exactly to characterize this type of hana, but I'm going to call it the right, non-spiritual benefits of the mitzvah. Right? It's not a spiritual benefit like schar ba'olam hazeh, schar ba'olam haba, but it is concrete, tangible benefits that a person is going to receive as a result of the mitzvah. Yaakov, can you think of any examples of things I'm referring to? It's not hana saguf. It's not hana of the kiyum, it's not like the schar. Exactly. When it comes to chalitza, it's a perfect example, right? The fact that when a woman performs chalitza, she's able to now marry anybody she wants. Or she also, according to some Rishon, they ask the question, she's able to collect the ksuba. Or the fact that she's not stuck with her creepy brother-in-law. That was the ritzvah, right? Says that, right? So all these like actual tangible benefits, right? She has had to marry whoever she wants. She could collect the ksuba. She's not stuck with her creepy brother-in-law, right? These are real, tangible, concrete benefits. And the Rishonim are going to be bothered, are going to be asked the question, is this included in the heter of mitzvahs lavi hana sinu? Or do we say that no, that these are considered hana? So before we actually go through, right, before we actually go through the makoros themselves, right, again, Derech Limud wise, it's always important to go through and analyze the question from the perspective of the different approaches. Right, so I want to quickly go through the different approaches and see, al pi pashtus, what each approach is going to say about this particular type of hana. Just like we did this when it comes to hana saguf, let's go through right approach 1A, 1B, and approach number 2, what they're going to say about this particular, we'll call the non-spiritual benefits of mitzvahs. So let's go through approach 1A. Right? Approach 1A said that the basis of mitzvahs lavi hana sinu is that the ikar maisa that you're doing is the maisa of gzeiras hamelach, and that therefore, right, any other side benefits are going to be tafel. Right, the hana saguf mitzvah is going to be tafel. According to some, hana saguf is going to be tafel. But let's think about it from this perspective.
That's 1A, right?
This is 1A, yeah. What about these types of hanas? Y'all, what do you think? These types of hanas, the hanas that come, that directly stem from the mitzvah itself, are they secondary? When a woman does chalitza, is the fact that she can be muteris l'shuk, is that secondary? So y'all is claiming, even la'olt zavareim, you're doing it as a kiyam mitzvah.
That's the point.
You can make, so you could claim that, but I think that more pashas is saying, this is the point of the mitzvah. The point of the mitzvah is to allow her to be muteris l'shuk. Right? To make, disassociate her from her yavam. To allow her to be govek subasa. Right? So I would say, misvara, I'd go with shalom. Say, if you take approach 1A, that the hanas kiyama mitzvah is tafel because it's completely secondary to the la'ol, gzeiras hamelach, that applies to the schar ba'olam hazeh, that's secondary. Hanas aguf, that's secondary. But when it comes to these hanos, which are presumably the part of the primary motivation, part of the primary purpose of the mitzvah, it's hard to say that they're tafel, it's hard to say that they're secondary. So I would say, al pi pashtus, approach 1A would say that these hanas are not part of the heter of mitzvahs lavi hana sinu, and therefore, presumably, they would be a problem.
Wait,
yeah.
That's for this case of chalitza.
Yeah.
The example Ray mentioned in the Karuz time about davening. And
That's something else. That's something else. That's not this. The other example, what's another mitzvah that comes up in the sugya where there are certain like tangible benefits to it? Besides for chalitza. Chalitza is brought up. What's the other example in our Gemara? Exactly. Right, when you become tar, so now you can do all the things that a tar person could do. That's not secondary. That is the purpose of being tar. I mean, purpose of going to a mikvah is that you become tar, and now you're a gavra tahora, right? Gavra tahor, right? You're a guy, right? So again, it's hard to say that's secondary, that's tafel, because that's the gufa purpose of becoming, going to a mikvah is to become tar. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say that the only reason why you and ladies don't get mitzvah, except for the hana, is if it benefits from the
Good. So let's get.
Doesn't mention the Torah, so therefore you would assume.
So let, yeah, we're just mentioning Misvara. We'll see. There's some other factors at play. So, but yeah. Yeah. Hold on. I thought it was another hint. Yeah.
If you said earlier the main point is Ola Terim, even if that's like, even if that's the reason why we do the mitzvah, like the real reason why we do the mitzvah is to command it by Hashem, meaning if there's inherent schar to doing the mitzvah besides this, then that schar, which is what you get from following Hashem's commandment, should be the main point, no?
I mean, well, say schar is secondary because the purpose of,
yeah, right.
But it's like saying there's a mitzvah to do haknasas orchim, right? Are you going to say that, like, can you say the primary purpose of the mitzvah is to benefit the guest, or is that no, it's la'ol, right? La'ol is a nice idea, but sometimes there's a, what is the mitzvah all about? And it's hard to, you know what I'm saying? Just like the mitzvah is all about, you know, being, you know, biker cholim. Are you going to say that making your sick friend feel better is, that's secondary? No, that's what the purpose of the mitzvah is all about. So to hear, when you go to a mikvah to be tar, becoming tar is what the mitzvah is all about.
But there's no way you would be going to the mikvah if there was no commandment to go to the mikvah.
True.
Like, doesn't that make that?
True.
The whole thing, that's the whole driving purpose, is that then told you that that's what you do.
Okay. Okay, so I'll be masking that maybe there's a tzad, right? I'm not going to throw out y'all completely, right? There's a tzad that you could still say that, no, it's still la'ol. But I also see the other tzad to say that, no, when it comes to these are the purpose of the mitzvahs, and therefore they can't be considered tafel. Let's say it's an open question. But I hear both tzad.
I feel like also since, like, there's an option to do yiva, like, and Torah gives you an option to aflita, so it's like, it's not la'ol, it's like,
oh, you're saying the fact that it's it's an option,
yeah,
is even more of a reason to say that this is when you're choosing this is the purpose.
Right,
okay, very good Harav. Very good Harav. So that's again according to approach 1A. Again, I would say bepashtus within 1A is that these hanos would not be considered tafel. If they are tafel, you have to say the yol, and the sruli svar is that no, we take this old idea so far that even when it comes to, like, you know, tefillah the mikvah, the primary consideration is, you know, gezeras hamelach. And even like the purpose of the mitzvah is considered secondary. I think that would be a bigger chiddush. But okay, now approach 1B. Right? Approach 1B is that the whole mitzvah of the hanas tenu is that the hana of kima mitzvah is not coming directly from the chefza, right? So surely, does that carry over?
It's indirect.
Exactly right. Here too, it's also indirect, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, the hetzel l'shuk is not a directly coming from the shoe itself. You're using the shoe through a kiyam mitzvah, and the kiyam mitzvah gives you this heter, right? So again, according to approach 1B, these hanos are clearly going to be included within the heter of mitzvahs lav hanos, no, because they are indirect, just like the hana of the kiyam mitzvah. Approach number two, right? Approach number two is that the mitzvah, right, is doche the iser, right? So presumably, that applies here too. Right, just like we said yesterday, you know, just like the according to the Rabbah Lamor, right, just like the mitzvah is able to be docha, right, the iser of hanas kim mitzvah, and just like its pasha is able to be docha, the iser hana from the hanas aguf, the pasha is also able to be docha, this iser hana. So I'll say, according to approach number two, bepashtus, right, this hana would also be included, would also be, you know, be niteres, right, this iser hana would be niteres al yidei the dechia from the mitzvah.
Why again?
Because the whole point, according to approach number two, it's all about that it's like an asid halosas idea, meaning that the mitzvah is able to override the iser hana. So presumably it doesn't matter what type of iser hana it is, whether the hana is coming from the hana sakim, whether the hana is coming from the hana zaguf, whether the hana is coming from these, I'll call these tangible benefits of the mitzvah, it doesn't really seem to matter. Bipashtas. Okay. So now let's get to, right, the meat and potatoes, to the makoros themselves. So we're going to, right, organize, you know, the makoros in terms of two basic approaches. The first basic approach is to say that these hanos do not violate the iser hana. So approach number one is that these hanos, we call these non-spiritual benefits of the mitzvah, do not violate the iser hana. But within this, there can be two different versions. 1A is going to say that it doesn't violate, right, the iser hana, because it's included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehanasana. So again, so approach, and I'll say, right, the evidence in the, right, for approach 1A is to say that these hanos do not violate the iser hana because they're included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehanasana. So Moshe, like we said before, which approach seems to clearly apply mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu to these hanas? 1B, exactly. So if you look, right, so 1B. So we're going to see right now that the Rishonim who apply the heter of mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu to these hanas are really the Rishonim working within approach 1B. So let's go through them quickly. So first, starting with the ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. Anybody have the ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah on them? So Shalom, I guess like halfway through it says, it brings up the kasha of afal pisha gorim lo hana'a lahalosa mituma latara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So afal pisha gorim lo hana'a lahalosa mituma latara.
Right, so again, so, right, so the hana'a associated with, right, the tefillah is the fact that now you're becoming tar, you're not allowed to do all these different things. So that's the kasha he asks. He says, no, in hana'a. Because these hanos are not coming directly from the water. And same thing, in his eyes, he brings up the chalitza case. Right, so again, the ritza spells out all the benefits, right? He says, same question by chalitza. She's muteris lashuk. She gets ksuba. She gets rid of the creepy brother-in-law. I think that's where it comes from, right? Still, all these benefits, leis lamba, they do not violate the isra hana. Why? Right, she'in hana megufa de sandal. Right, ritzvah, beautifully lishitasa. Remember, this is the same piece. Right, the ritzvah lishitasa, approach 1b, he always says that the basis of mitzvah lalehanasinu is that it's not coming directly from the chetza of isuri hana. He says that's different. Just like that is the heter for hanas kima mitzvos, that can be a heter for these hanas, which also come indirectly. Okay, so we're a little short on time, but not only does the ritva in Rosh Hashanah say this, the ritva in Yevamos says this as well, right? The Rishonim are in Yevamos Kuf Gimel, in the case of Sandal Shel Avodah Zara. Again, the ritva has the same smara that mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu covers these benefits, these non-spiritual, benefits, because they're not coming directly from the chatzah. So there we have the ritzvah, again within 1a, that these benefits do not violate Yisuri Hanah, but 1a, dafka, because it's included in Mitzvah Lavihana's new approach 1b from before. Oh. So who else besides the Ran says, sorry, who else besides the ritzvah explains this idea?
The Meiri and the Ran.
Exactly, the Meiri and the Ran. So the Ran and Sukkah, we've seen this a bunch of times, right? The Ran is a very similar, formulation to the Ritzvah. To say that because, right, the Ran and Sukkah, who says the basis of Mitzvah Lehanas Nenu is that it's not coming directly from the Chafza, so Ran says, L'shitasu, therefore you're not going to be worried about, right, we're not going to be worried about these other Hanos, because they too do not come directly from the Chafza. So you have the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah, the Ritzvah in Yevamos, you have the Ran in Sukkah, and Akiva, what was the last? Exactly, the Meiri and Yevamos is very important.
Oh, yeah.
The Meiri and Yevamos also has this idea. So let's read this inside, because it's a little important, because the Meiri is generally not an approach 1B person. So it's actually fascinating that the Meiri, invokes that type of svara grama here. Go for it, Akiva. So we know that it works with the Yevet.
See, right, the Im Yosur and Mitzvah Zavianus Nitnu. The Hari Mikromakom, Ein Wahanas Agof Migof.
Right, and there's no hanasa guf here in this case, right? Because the Meiri, according to his main shita, hold on, hanasa guf would be a problem. But now he brings up a new kasha.
Umashi nizris bechach me'ilov who.
That's the question, right? Umashi niteres bechach, and that which she becomes muteres l'shuk, that's ha hana. No, me'ilov, right? It's agav, it's grama, it's too indirect, and therefore, he gives the case just like the molder not from the mayan that bimosak shamim is fine. Again, because it's indirect. Which is the only ha'ara here, is that, the fact that the Ritz and the Ran say this, that makes sense. That's their pshat of Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu, their approach 1B people. But it's interesting, the Meiri is generally an approach 1A person, which is fascinating, right? Generally, the Meiri says this Gzeiras HaMelech idea like Rashi. And I think, in line with our analysis before, he realizes that svara of Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu is not going to apply here. Right, I think in line with Shalom versus Yol on this point, right? So it's therefore the Meir Lishitasa says, if we're going to be matir these hanos, which you can't consider tafel from the perspective of what the purpose of the mitzvah is, the Meir therefore comes on to this new svara of grama, which he brings in, just to answer up these hanas. So it's very important in our Ara is that the Meiri presumably doesn't think this is pshat and mitzvah lalei hanas nenu. He thinks it's like a secondary factor, which is specifically there to account for these types of side hanas, right? He says pshat and mitzvah lalei hanas nenu is literally mitzvah lalei hanas nenu. That's not the purpose. That's pshat in the hanas kima mitzvah. But when it comes to these other benefits, the Meiri is forced into saying there must be a second factor of grama, which is at play here. So again, so while the Ritz Varan and the Meiri all utilize this svara of grama in the context of these hanos, which is important, and for the Ritz Varan, this is also their pshana mitzvah lavei hanos nenu. For the Meiri, this is like a new factor which is brought in just for these hanos. Fine. Oh. Now we're going to see, we'll call it one, for this purpose, is approach 1b, that there is another Rishon who says that these hanos do not violate Isuri Hana, even though they're not included within the heter of mitzvos lavei hanos. And the Rishon that we're about to quote, excellent, is therefore going to have to come on to a new svara to explain why this hana does not violate the Isuri Hana. So again, we're calling this just in terms of these categories, we're calling 1B. That's right, because this Ramban, as we'll see, agrees that this Hana being Muteris Lashuk doesn't violate the Isser Hana, but yet he doesn't say, oh, this is Nichlal in the Heter of Mitzvah Lavei Hanos. No, we don't know what the Ramban Shita is of. We don't really know what the Ramban Shita of Mitzvah Lavei Hanos is, but if let's say he holds like approach 1A, that would explain why he doesn't carry over Mitzvah Lavei Hanos. No, therefore he has to come on to a new Svar. And I like to really develop this. So speaking and say it with a bunch of you guys. But let's look at the Ramban in Yevamos. Y'all, would you mind? After the three dots, V'imishum. Ah, so now he's going to ask the Kasha. Right, so the Kasha is, but here there is a, right, there's a Heter L'shuk. How can you not consider the Heter L'shuk to be an example of Hana? This is a very, very, guys, try to focus here. This is a very, very key line in the Ramban. Very important. Kivan. Remember, he doesn't say, oh, this is Mitzvah Lavei Hanos. No, he doesn't say that. He says, what? Kivan? Key line. He's like, Kivan de lo ma'akiv ba ela mitzvah? Literally means, since what is holding her back is the mitzvah, therefore it's not Hana. What does that mean? What do you think that means? What, holding her back from what? Oh. Says the Ramban, right? Says the Ramban, since what's holding her back from marrying Lashuk, right? The basis of the Isser Lashuk is the mitzvah of Chalitza. Meaning, it's not that, oh, there's an Isser Lashuk and then comes along the mitzvah to be matir, that the basis of the Isser is the mitzvah of Chalitza. I'll explain in a moment. So what the Ramban is saying is that since the basis of the Isser is the mitzvah, since the Isser stems from the mitzvah, or since the Isser L'shuk stems from the mitzvah of Chalitza, therefore it's lo nechshav hana. So we have a bunch of questions right now. Question number one is, what in the world is this idea of the Isser stemming from the mitzvah? Like, what does that mean? Kimin delo ma'akib ba'el mitzvah. The mitzvah is the basis of the Isser. So question number one is, what does this mean that the basis of the Isser is the mitzvah? Question one. Question number two is, how does this idea, however you explain it, then result in it not being that her heter l'shuk is not hana? In the end of the day, is she benefiting from being muteris l'shuk? She is. So who cares what the nature of the Isser is? In the end of the day, she's getting the benefit of being muteris l'shuk. So who cares? Oh, the basis of the Isser is the mitzvah. Who cares? Again, question number one, what is this idea that the basis of the Isser is the mitzvah? Question number two, why does that yesod somehow result in her being muteris l'shuk, not being nechshav hana? So let's go through it. Very, very important yesod here. So to answer the first question of what does this mean that the basis of the Isser is the mitzvah, this comes up fairly often in halacha. And when it comes to certain Isserim, the basis of the Isser is to be mechazek a certain mitzvah. For example, right, Ilan, what are you not allowed to do before davening? Eat. There's an Isser achila before davening. The simple understanding of that is that The reason why the Chachamim made an Isser Achila before davening is to be mechazik the mitzvah of davening, right? We want everyone to make sure they daven, so we don't want anyone to be distracted before davening with anything else. They made an Isser Achila to mechazik the mitzvah of, right, to mechazik the mitzvah of tefillah, shacharis. So again, the basis of the Isser is the mechazik the mitzvah, right? Okay, say another example. What are you not allowed to do, Uriel, what are you not allowed to do with a kli that you buy from a non-Jew before bringing it to the mikvah? Now, is it Isser Shtamshus? You're not allowed to use it. According to many Mefarshim, this is his own Diyun, according to many Mefarshim, that Isser Hishtamshus is only there to be mechazik the mitzvah, meaning the Chachamim felt that if you were just able to use the kli before bringing it to the mikvah, people just wouldn't bring it to the mikvah. In order to motivate people to bring it to the mikvah as soon as possible, make an Isser Hishtamshus. So there, the basis of the Isser Hishtamshus is to make sure that you do the mitzvah properly. That's the idea. Ramban is saying the same thing when it comes to the Isser Lashuk. This is not the only perspective on the Isser Lashuk, but we're not learning Yavamos, we're just going to stick to the Ramban. The Ramban's assumption is that Me'ikar Adin, right, the Yavama, right, the woman who lost her husband without children, would be Muteris Lashuk, Me'ikar Adin. The only reason why the Chachamim made an Isser Lashuk is to make sure that she would do Chalitza. Because if she was able to just marry, let's say she didn't want to do Yibam, and she was able to just marry whoever she wanted before doing Chalitza, what's the motivation to do Chalitza? So comes along the Chachamim to say, oh, in order to motivate her to do Chalitza, they're going to say, you can't get married, Lashuk, you can't get married to anybody until you do Chalitza. So again, that's the idea. Question number one was like, what is the idea that the Isser is stemming from the mitzvah? The idea is that the basis of the Isser is mechazik the mitzvah. The reason why it's usher for her to get married to anybody anybody in the shuk is to make sure that she does the mitzvah of chalitza.
That was made by the Chachamim?
According to the Ramban. Or maybe it's a Sorah Deraisa. Not for now. That's the whole question of what the status of that Isser Lashuk. Some people say it's the Ramban, some people say it's Deraisa. According to the Ramban, he says the gedder of the purpose of that mitzvah, maybe it's Deraisa.
Even
it's a raisa, the purpose of that is to make sure she does chalitza. Yeah.
But that only applies to chalitza, so...
Good. That's the only thing he discusses. Good.
How do we apply that to the...
Good. We're going to make that hard in a moment. Let's just deal with chalitza first, and then we'll... Oh. So again, question one, number one, it's like, what's this idea of the mitzvah being the basis of the Isser? That's this idea that the purpose of the Isser is to be mechazik the mitzvah. Give an example, not eating before davening. The Isser Shtamshus of, you know, with a kli, which is you did do tefillah as kelamon, and now according to Ramban, this Isser Lashuk, right, to make sure a person does chalitza. Right? So now that we have this background, we can now explain. So why is it therefore not Hana? At the end of the day, before chalitza, she wasn't able to marry Lashuk, and now she can. That's a benefit, right? Answers as follows. Ramban is pointing out that if you look from the perspective of the mitzvah of chalitza, since the mitzvah of chalitza is also what caused the Isser, so the mitzvah of chalitza both caused the Isser and then resulted in being matir the Isser. But in the end of the day, that just cancels each other out. So at the end of the day, when you're looking at whether the mitzvah of chalitza benefited the person, Moshe, if you, let's say, in a world where there wasn't a mitzvah of chalitza, would she have been mataris l'shuk? Yes. So you can't, says Ramban, you can't say that there's a hana of heter l'shuk associated with the mitzvah of chalitza, because the chalitza is what caused the problem to begin with. So yes, it solved the problem, but because it was the cause of the problem, that just neutralizes each other. So the matzir of the Isser just cancels out the Isser which it created, and now you're back to square one. In a world without chalitza, chalitza is net neutral in terms of hana. Right, it solved the problem that it created, but at the end of the day, bottom line, it didn't generate any new hana, because any hana that it created, b'matzah l'shuk, was also caused by it. That's the pshat of the Ramban. So the Ramban is basically saying that although there's no heter mitzvah lavei hanosinu here, right, the heter mitzvah lavei hanosinu doesn't apply to these hanos, possibly because of approach 2a, but still, this hana of being muteris l'shuk is not considered hana in connection to the mitzvah of chalitza, because the Isser stemmed from the mitzvah. So from the perspective of chalitza, it both created the problem and then solved the problem. Net neutral. That's pshat in the Ramban. So Moshe's point is, wait a second, if the Ramban is going to take the Mahalach, he's going to have to say something like that for all the other examples as well.
I think
think that probably makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because
go for
it. All you'd say is that because he was Tameh, he couldn't do certain things, and that when he becomes Tar, then if he wasn't Tameh, he would have been able to do those things. So when he becomes Tar, they cancel out.
But you have to say a bigger chiddush than that.
The purpose of needing to go to the mikvah.
Exactly. You have to say that the reasons for all the Isurim stemming from Tuma is to make sure you go to the mikvah. Right? Because the pasha is that, no, you can't eat kachim because of your state of Tuma. This would be a chiddush to say, no, really, you know, all the dinim stemming from Tuma is all because, right, the Torah wanted you to go through the Tara process. Really, the koveya is that we wanted to go through the Tara process, and in order to make sure you go through the Tara process, there are going to be Isurim associated with the status of, with the state of Tumah. That's what the Ramban's going to have to say if he's going to carry over, right, this lumdus that he applies to Hetzel Ashuk to other cases.
Is that like something that exists
in all? I think it's only,
only when there's not a svar, right? Like when it comes to like carrying on Shabbos, you wouldn't say like, you can't carry. No, you can't carry because of the Mishnah. So when there's not a svara for an Isser, so then the Isser is to set something up. But you can't, like, I don't think there's any time you could apply it to something that already has a pre existing svara.
Uh huh. Could be.
As I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I have to think it through. Yeah, Moshe.
Very zoomed out, you know. He's saying, like oh, you, if not for the fact that you were Tameh, or if not for the fact that you had to release that, you would be able to, like, yeah, that's true, but at the moment, it still is enough. Like, at that moment, you could not go to the shuk, even if it's just an issue to Rabbanon, because Rabbanon made it so you have to go.
Okay, it's great, Hara. I have this in my notes. I wasn't sure what I was going to say it. Just make it maybe a little sharper. I think what Moshe is saying is that if you look at the timing, this person, before he fulfills chalitza, right, the mitzvah chalitza already exists. So therefore, the Israel Lashuk already exists. So what's the only difference? The only difference between him fulfilling the mitzvah of chalitza with the sandal shel Avodah Zarah and not is whether he's going to be Muteris Lashuk. So what the Ramban's chiddush is to say that when you're looking at whether the mitzvah of chalitza benefits the person, you can't just look at the kiyam mitzvah. You also have to look at the chiyav mitzvah. You have to look at the mitzvah in totality. That's the Ramban's added chiddush. It's a huge chiddush, because you're saying, look, if you freeze frame it, the mitzvah, right, the Torah exists, right? We exist in the world. The Torah exists, right? 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 So now, when I'm standing, the woman is asur l'shuk, and through her kiyam mitzvah, she's now mitaras l'shuk. That's the only change. The Ramban says, no, but if you're looking at whether the mitzvah in totality provided you hana, you have to look not just, oh, where you're standing now and the difference is whether you're mekayim it or not. You also have to look at the chiyava mitzvah as well. And since the chiyava mitzvah is what generated the Isra Lashuk, therefore, even though the chiyava mitzvah then negates that, in totality, the mitzvah, you know, the chiyava mitzvah benefited you, but the totality of the mitzvah did not benefit you.
It's stemming from the Isra?
I mean, although the Isser is stemming, the Isser is stemming from the Chiyav HaMetzvah, right?
What?
Sorry, Yaakov.
I'm still just a little bit, like, confused.
Yeah? Confused?
Confused as to, like, what made him say, again, like, does this apply, like, everywhere? Like, what made him say that the Koveya is, like, the mitzvah's essay to, like, do Chalitza? Why can't you say the exact opposite of the...
Well, again, Ramban knows Kol HaTorah Kula, so he obviously thinks this works into his perspective on Ibn Chalitza. I mean, I don't think this is the sugya which forced him to say that. I think that happens to be his perspective on the relationship between her Isra Lashuk and the mitzvah of Chalitza.
But it's not necessarily. Is it something that we're going
to
say applies everywhere?
It's not everywhere. I don't think it applies everywhere. But he's going to have to apply it to any time the Gemara applies mitzvahs l'mehanes nenu. Like in the case of tefillah b'mozek shaman. The Gemara is very clear, right? It's mutter. Tefillah b'mozek shaman is mutter, even though it brings you the anah of being tar. So the Ramban doesn't think that mitzvahs l'mehanes nenu applies to that type of anah, this Moshe's hour. He's going to have to apply this type of svara to that case also. But again, he's only forced to say that in the case where the Gemara explicitly says it. Now the case where it doesn't apply, you might say, in a chanami, it's also there. Israel, slowly. I'm going
to give it. Possible to say that maybe his whole image is about returning back to the place where you were before. I mean,
what's before?
Prior in your life, because Lemaisa.
Before doing the mitzvah with the sandal.
Just earlier in life, because she started before she got married. She was mutter to anyone.
Okay.
She got married. Now she has chalitza. Now she's usher. Now she's just back to where she was before. And I think you can say the same story by Tuma, right? Before you were Tahor, before you were Tahor, you were able to do all those things. You came Tameh. Now you're only going back to where you were before. I mean, you're not getting... You're no better off than you were earlier.
No, but you're better off than you were 2 seconds before you. Okay, if you were Tovel in the mikvah.
I'm saying you went down and then back up. But it might say you're not higher than anywhere
true.
Before.
True, but like, it's also a chiddush to take that... larger, it's a very mature perspective on life, right? To see everything, right, in its totality. But generally, we look at, like, you know, where we are in the moment. It's a very big hashkafic, you know. I like it.
I'm saying that mitzvah is what broke you down also. I'm saying, if you take this mitzvah to bring you down, what's bringing you back up is only bringing you back to that normal level.
You're saying it's all with...
It's all returning you to normal. It's not returning you any better than
isn't
you
that
before.
Similar to what I'm saying about the mitzvah?
I think. Maybe.
Yeah, meaning...
He just goes back to square one.
Yeah, you're going back to square one. I'm just saying in terms of, like, if there were to be a world where there was no mitzvah, you were saying it's slightly different, like, going back to a time in history where it didn't apply to you. Yeah, it's not so different. It's not so different. They're both chidushim, right? Both, you know, mine is, meaning my version is a chidush that you don't just look at the kiyum mitzvah, you look at also the existence of the mitzvah. That's the Moshe's point. And your chidush is that you don't just look at where you're... You don't look at just freeze frame where you are right now. You look at the totality.
Is the reason the Ramban doesn't agree with the Ritva Meiri and Ran, is it because he just has a different like conclusion based on his own cheshbon, or is there like he actually rejects what they say?
Yeah, I mean, it's speculation. He doesn't say. I would assume that he has a different perspective of mitzvahs l'adayonis than you. And I fill it in. I mean, let's say this is speculation. Let's say he agrees with most Rishonim, 1A. Right, most Rishonim think that the pshat in Mitzvah L'Adayonis is that the primary ma'aseh is Gzeiras HaMelech. So David Ramban's going to say, yeah, but that doesn't work here, because here part of the primary motivation of doing chalitza is that you're being mitaris l'shuk. So while Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah is tafel, and maybe Hanas Aguf is tafel, but not these Hanas.
He's really arguing about
Mitzvah L'Adayonis the new, and therefore he's forced into giving an alternative explanation.
Like, yeah, he's not arguing on them. He's arguing if it applies to.
Well, he has a different conception of Mitzvah L'Adayonis than you, and therefore he needs a new, different type of svara to explain why these hanos coming out of the chalitza or coming out of the tefila are is not hanah. Yeah.
Are you saying that this only applies to all the
Isurim
of Chalitza are
to make it Rabbanan. I don't know if it's Dura Banan, or maybe let's say the Isur Lashuk is Da'araisa, but this is the nature of that Isur Da'araisa. The nature of the Isur Da'araisa is there is a concept of Siag Da'araisa. Like some famous idea, maybe like Bayer Bayer Matz, right? Bayer Bayer Matz is a Siag for Achila, and there's a Shita like that. So there is a concept of Siag Da'araisa. So again, if this is. I don't want to pin Ramban in a corner and say, oh, you're going to ask a kasha in 5 years, you learn Yevamos, and you're like, oh, Rabbi Weiss, and you email me, Mirtz Hashem, you say, I found the Ramban in Yevamos, which says that the Isla Shuk is Daraisa. Oh, slugs up the rope. Not necessarily. Even if Isla Shuk is Daraisa, then maybe this is the Gezer of the Daraisa.
So like the Isser of eating Truma while you're Tumek, like that is a Siag to make sure that you go to the Mikvah, and then, like, that seems...
That was your point. According to Ramban, you're going to... What?
But you eat it while Tahor.
Exactly. It's not so crazy. The Isra, because we want to make sure that you undergo that tefillah process. It's like a subtle, you know, adjustment. It's not the koveya is not the status of Tumah. The koveya is the fact that you weren't matire yourself.
It's definitely a big change.
It is a change. Okay, let's make sure we finish. Sorry. Yeah.
And last year we're in the grinding.
Yeah, it's going to... Like, why isn't everybody else applying?
He doesn't ask the kasha. He doesn't bring it up. So I don't know. I mean, what does he say about being materialist l'shuk?
Yeah.
He doesn't bring it up. It would be great, because we know he's an approach 1A person. It would be amazing to know what he just doesn't say.
It could be he holds that it's tough, though. Like you said at the beginning.
It could be. Remember, but the Meiri is a 1A person, comes on to the Grama. Yeah. And the Ramban, who we don't know, but I'm assuming is a 1A, because that's like the most prominent, comes on to a different svara. So... I'm not saying it would be impossible to say what y'all are saying, but I think Pashas is the other way. So again, up until now we've been discussing, right, the Shitos. I'm sorry if I don't mean to, you know, it's good svara. It's, you know, it's Chasha that's associated with your name. So far we've seen the Rishonim who said that the being Muteris L'Shuk does not violate the Isra Hana. right? So we saw prior version, right, 1a, was that because it's nichlal in mitzvah l'hanasinu, because it's grama. Version 1b is the Ramban's version, is that because of this understanding that the issel l'shuk stems from the mitzvah chalitza itself, therefore the mitzvah chalitza is not seen as providing hana, you know, net hana. The second approach is going to say that no, ein hachanami, being muteris l'shuk, is considered hana, and that's the basis of the issur l'chatzchila of using a sandal of avodah zarah. So, where is the shita found? Who says this idea? Who says this idea that ein hachanami, you know, the sandal shell of avodah zarah is asur b'hana because of this muteris l'shuk, and that's the pshat in the issur l'chatzchila. You remember who said this idea? Is the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban? Mm. Right, there's a Yesh Omrim in the Ramban and the Ritzvah. So let's see the Ramban. See Yesh Mefarish. Yaakov, do you see it? See the Yesh Mefarish, the third line in the Ramban.
Six of the last one.
Yesh Mefarish. Lechatchila lo tachlos mishum mishum.
The name knows. Next line.
Lechatchila
lo tachlos. No. So Yesh Mefarish, the Yesh Omer from the Ramban says, "In Chanami." The question was, "Isn't it Hana to be Materis L'shuk?" This Yesh Omer says, "In Chanami." It is Hana, and that's the pshat in it being also the Chatzchila for to use a sandal shell of Avodah Zarah. But continue. But right, it's only exactly. It's only necessarily Chatzchila, but it's kosher b'dieved because he. Although you did the Isser, that's not Ma'akiv the Mitzvah. So this is the Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Mefarshim in the Ramban, and the Ritzvah also has this Yesh Mefarshim. So again, let's analyze it step by step. So again, this Yesh Omrim in the Ramban and the Ritzvah says, Ein Hachanami, this is considered Hana. Obviously holding, it's not Nichlal in the Heter of Mitzvah Lav HaHanasinu, which would work out very nicely with approach 1a. Right, so again, the Yesh Omrim says the pshat of mitzvah lehanas nenu is that all the hanas kima mitzvah is tafel because the ikar is gzeras hamelech lo'ol nitnu. But this day is going to tell you, like our analysis earlier. But it comes to these hanas, which are part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, the purpose of becoming tahor, of going to the mikvah is to become tahor. The purpose of doing chalitza is to become a teres l'shuk. So therefore, that's not tafel, and therefore it's going in a chanami. It's going to be usher. So again, we're just pointing out that this Deya in the this Yesh Mefarshim in the Ritzvah and the Ramban would work out very nicely with approach 1a. But the big problem is the Kasha that the Ramban and the Ritzvah both ask on this Shita. Why did the Ramban and the Ritzvah reject this Shita out of hand? What Gemara does it contradict? Right? This Yesh Mefarshim are saying that there is Hana, but it's kosher b'di'evit. What's the Kasha? The Gemara in Chav Ches clearly says that in the Havamina of Mitzvos Lehanas Nitnu, on the tzad that the Kiyama Mitzvah is considered Hana, that's Ma'akev the Mitzvah. Let's go for now. Right? Remember, there are two pshatim, either because Mitzvah Babavera, or like the self protective mechanism idea. Right? The idea is that right, in order to prevent the Isser Hana, you're going to be Ma'akev the Mitzvah. So says the Ramban and the Ritzvah, they're both going in the Yavamas within the self-protective idea. They're saying, wait a second, there's this idea called the self-protective mechanism, they obviously don't call it that, which basically says that if the Kiyama Mitzvah is going to result in you violating the Isra Hana, we're going to be Ma'akev the Mitzvah. So you can't say Yesh Mefarshim. You can't claim that, oh yes, she is benefiting from the Chalitza, but yet it's kosher b'dievet, because if she was benefiting from the Chalitza, then the halachic system would be ma'akev the chalitza to make sure she didn't benefit. That's the big kasha. So the big kasha, we'll try to present an answer in just a moment, the big kasha the Ramban and the Ritva ask is basically, this sheet is against our Gemara. Our Gemara in Chav Ches is clear from the Havamina that Alatz, right, in the Havamina, that mitzvahs lehanos nenu, that would result in lo yatsa. So you can't say that she does benefit from the mitzvah, and yet she is yotze. That's the kash. Yes.
I was just gonna say, maybe we can see from the idea of the self-protective mechanism, kind of exactly against what the run, what we just learned from the run plan. That is the conveyor, the assay, that the gesture is just to help it. Because I don't know, the idea of a self-protection system is like, this is not the
That self-protection mechanism is just saying that if your kiyum mitzvah is going to result in another iser, and we can prevent that iser by ma'akev the mitzvah, then we'll do that. It's a different. It's not connected to what the nature of the iser is. Well, hold on. Okay, so I make sure. Let me get this. So the question that we're asking right now is, how is this Yesh Mefarshim going to learn the Havimin of our Gemara or learn our Gemara? Our Gemara makes it very clear. If there is hana, lo yatsa. Right? If mitzvah is lehanas ninu, if the kima mitzvah is hana, that's going to result in lo yatsa. There, right, the Yesh Mefarshim are saying, yeah, she is getting hana from the mitzvah. She's violating the Isra Hana, but yet, it's kosher b'dievet. How do you square the two? So actually, there's a footnote in the Ritva Nedarim, if you want to know, in the Masada of Cook, the Ritva 404, which is a fascinating chilek. We need work to explain what the chilek is, why the difference makes a difference, how the chilek is machalik, whatever you want to say. Right? The chilek that the footnote makes is a very yisodistic chilek between the Havamina of Mitzvah Lehanas Nenu being Lo Yatza, and this case. Says the footnote, in the Havamina of Mitzvah Lehanas Nenu, there the Hana is coming from the Kiyam HaMitzvah itself. It's right there, on Tzad, right? In the Havamina of Mitzvah Lehanas Nenu, that means the Kiyam HaMitzvah is Hana. So there the Hana is coming from the Kiyam HaMitzvah itself. Says the footnote, maybe only there, when the Hana is coming from the Kiyam HaMitzvah itself, then Lo Yatza. But here, according to this Yesh Mefarshim, where is the Hana coming from? Not the Kiyam HaMitzvah, but rather a consequence of the mitzvah. Right? The fact that she performed the Chalitza creates a Heter L'Shuk. Says the footnote, there's a chiluk between the Hana coming from the Kiyam HaMitzvah itself, and Hana coming from a consequence of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. So it's a chiluk, as we said before, but the question is, why does that difference make any difference? And we have to analyze it from the perspective of the two pshatim in the Gemara. Let's go. From the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, this chiluk doesn't make any sense. And that's why the Ramban and the Ritzvah Lishitoso reject it. From the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, the idea is, as long as you can prevent the Isser by being ma'akev the mitzvah, we're going to be ma'akev the mitzvah. And in both cases, if you were to be ma'akev the mitzvah, you'd prevent the iser, right? In the case of mitzvah lehanasinu, if you're ma'akev the mitzvah, there's obviously not going to be a kiyum mitzvah. In the case of chalitza, if you're ma'akev the mitzvah, there's not going to be a hetzer l'shuk. So from the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, this chalik doesn't make any sense. And that's why the Ramban and the Ritva, who are working here within the self-protective mechanism, reject this, basically say, no, these two cases are the same. And just like the self-protective mechanism is going to work with the mitzvah lehanas ninu, it's also going to work here. And if she's getting hana from the consequence of the mitzvah, we're going to be ma'akev the mitzvah to make sure that she doesn't get that hana. But it's possible, from the perspective of mitzvah ba ba'avera, perhaps to make the chul. Remember, mitzvah ba ba'avera, we learned in the past, is all about that you need to make a tight seraph, a tight connection between the mitzvah and the avera. So perhaps within mitzvah baba avera, this chaluk can stand. You can say, maybe the only time you have a sufficient connection between the mitzvah and the avera, for the avera to be ma'aki of the mitzvah, is when the kiyam ha-mitzvah itself leads to the avera. So within the havamina of Rosh Hashanah, where the kiyam ha-mitzvah itself, because mitzvah is lehanas nitnu, the kiyam ha-mitzvah itself is hana. So when the kiyam ha-mitzvah itself, that's the essence of the mitzvah, results in the avera, so then mitzvah, that's going to trigger mitzvah above avera. But in the Yesh Mefarshim case, it's not the essence of the mitzvah which causes the avera. It's the consequence. It's a little more peripheral. It's a little more side. Maybe the Yesh Mefarshim will say, when it's only the consequence of the mitzvah which violates the avera, maybe that's not enough of a tziruf, a strong enough connection between the mitzvah itself and the avera to trigger mitzvah baba avera. So we're just basically suggesting, just fleshing out the chilek of the footnote between the right, the hanah coming from the essence of the kiyum mitzvah, or whether the hanah comes from a consequence, explaining, right, within the self-protective mechanism achilah doesn't make any sense. But within the mitzvah of Baba Avera, where it's all about tying the Avera to the mitzvah, perhaps you could be mechalik. It's still a huge chiddush, but perhaps the Siyash Mepharshim can be mechalik and say, oh, the mitzvah and the Avera are only connected when the essence of the mitzvah itself causes the Avera. When the kiyum mitzvah is the hanah, which violates the Isra hanah. But when the hanah is only coming from a consequence, maybe that's a little bit too removed to trigger mitzvah Baba Avera. Yeah. Yaakov, I thought you had your hand raised before. Okay, so it's a very, very mechudosh svara, but yeah, we have to try something to explain this yeshiva
first.
Yeah,
would remain a problem with
exactly. It's still lechatzchila. Exactly. Right. Mitzvah baba. Exactly. It's still lechatzchila, but b'diavad we're going to say the mitzvah baba avera is only ma'akiv when you have this very tight connection between the key of mitzvah itself and the avera. Okay. Excellent tahara. It's really. Last thing I'd like to just conclude with is something similar to this idea. Where we say that when something is not, was a little more, you know, external to the mitzvah itself, right, that sometimes that's not going to trigger mitzvah baba avera. And this comes up in the Shara Melech discussion. Where the Shara Melech, we'll see at the end, is basically discussing what, according to the Shitos, he's quoting the Kolbo, what we saw yesterday, there are a bunch of Shitos who say that when the mitzvah results in what, Shalom? In what cases does the Kolbo say it's Aser? And Mrs. Lavley Hanasin is not going to cover when the mitzvah is going to result in Hanasaka. So what question is the Shara Melech discussing? In a case where you did the wrong thing, right? You did the mitzvah, right? You did the mitzvah and you got Hanasaka. So it's also the Chatzchila. What is the Shara Melech discussing? Is that going to be Ma'akev even... Exactly. Is that going to be Ma'akev the Kiyama Mitzvah? Right, so Shara Melech is asking, according to the Shitos, that Hanasa Guf is Usur, and it's not covered by the Heter of Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Nitnu. So the question is, okay, so L'chatchila, for sure, it's Usur to be Tovel B'Imos HaChama. But what the Gemara doesn't discuss is the fact that you violated the Isser of Hanasa Guf is actually going to be Ma'akev, your Kiyam Mitzvah. That's a question that the Gemara doesn't discuss. So Shara Melech brings it up. The Shara Melech, anyone remember what the Shara Melech says? What does he say?
No, because
right, so Shara Melech says no within the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, Shah. Right? Shara Melech says the only time that the Isser ends up being ma'akev the mitzvah b'diavad is only when, by being ma'akev the mitzvah, you're going to protect against the Isser. So he says that applies within the Havamina mitzvahs lehanas tenu, because there, since the anah comes to the kiyama mitzvah itself, so therefore, if you're ma'akev the kiyama mitzvah, you no longer have hanah. But in the case of Hanasa Guf, right, let's give an example, right? You were Tovel, in the Mayan B'Imos HaChama. Again, Ari. Right? So again, you got Hanav from the Mayan because it was hot outside and it's Geshmak to go into a cool water. Would it save you from the Isser being Nana from the cool water if we were to be Ma'akev your Kiyam Mitzvah of Tefillah? Right? If we somehow said, oh, you not only... Did you violate the Isser? Or is that... No, would be Ma'akev your Kiyam Mitzvah of Tzvila B'Maya? Would that save you from the Isser of Hanas Aguf? No. Because the Isser of Hanas Aguf is the fact that you got physical pleasure from the Mayan. It has nothing to do with whether you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So says the Shara Melech, from the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, right? Being Ma'akev the Kiyam Mitzvah is not going to save you from your Isser of Hanas Aguf. Because at the end of the day, the Isser of Hanasa Guf is just practically, you benefited from the Mayan. Or let's say you blew the shofar, the Kolbo's case, right? Blowing the shofar gives you Hana, right? And at the end of the day, you were up there, you blew the shofar, you got Hana. The fact that we're going to be Ma'akev of the Mitzvah is not going to help anything. So it says the Shara Melech, from the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, we're not going to be Ma'akev of the Mitzvah, because it's not going to help. There's no Toelis, there's nothing constructive in doing that. While the Shara Melech discusses this from the perspective of the self-protective mechanism, I think you can say something similar from the perspective of the mitzvah baba avera. Similar to what we were saying before. This is what connects. Right? Perhaps, like I said before, maybe mitzvah baba avera is only triggered when the essence of the mitzvah is what results in the avera. But here, what is the avera? It's the hanas aguf. The hanas aguf is completely external to the mitzvah itself. So in this case, yes, when you're Tovel, B'mayam, B'mos HaChama, Yes, you violated the Isser of Anas Seguf, but that, yes, that coincided with your Kiyam Mitzvah, but that wasn't connected to the Kiyam Mitzvah itself. So perhaps Mitzvah Baba Avera is not going to be triggered in that case, also from the perspective of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Right? So again, so not only are we not going to be ma'akev the Mitzvah according to self-protective mechanism, like the Shor HaMelech says, but even within the perspective of Mitzvah Baba Avera, Mitzvah Baba Avera is not going to be triggered, because Mitzvah Baba Avera is only triggered when the Mitzvah itself causes the Isser. But in this case, the Hanasa Guf is what caused the Isser, and that's not connected to the essence of the Mitzvah. So we'll stop here, and we'll hopefully enjoy the Hanasa Sefer Torah. Whoever this was the last year, it was a pleasure, and we'll say our goodbyes personally.